AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A chaotic scene at a Central Indiana high school last night when a stage collapsed during a musical performance. The student says more than a dozen students were injured when the stage at Westfield High gave way, falling into the orchestra pit.
The police and the firemen were trying to get everyone out of there because there was a lot of people just like me trying to get down there and help. And I know everyone was trying to help, but it was pretty clustered.
People in the audience ran toward the stage and began pulling debris off students. Auditorium staff pulled people out of the pit. Well, President Obama says he takes full responsibility for the January CIA strikes in Pakistan that resulted in the deaths of hostages Warren Weinstein of Rockville, Maryland, and Giovanni Laporto, an Italian aid worker. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president didn't specifically sign off on that attack, but U.S. intelligence had met the near-certainty standard he set.
Near certainty that this was an al-Qaeda compound that was used by al-Qaeda leaders. That turned out to be true. That assessment did turn out to be correct. The other near-certainty assessment was that no civilians would be harmed if this operation were carried out. Unfortunately, that was not correct.
The president is cheering the Senate vote confirming Loretta Lynch as attorney general.
The president says he knows the veteran New York prosecutor will do a great job. And he told a grassroots activist group Lynch will go to work right away, helping to rebuild trust between the police forces who know her well and minority communities.
Making sure that they and the communities together are working so that everybody feels safe and everybody feels like the law's working on their behalf.
The first black woman ever named to the post, Lynch finally won confirmation 5 months after Obama chose her, and only after a partisan clash over abortion language and a human trafficking bill was resolved. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. Another ice cream company is shutting down production because of listeria.
Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams of Ohio is recalling its frozen products. Health officials in Nebraska found listeria in a sample of Jenny's ice cream. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are no known illnesses linked to Jenny's products. It's not clear if there is a connection to the detection of listeria in Bluebell ice cream products. It is linked to 10 illnesses in 4 states and 3 deaths. Listeria isn't commonly found in ice cream since the bacteria can't grow at freezing temperatures. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In the NBA playoffs, 3-0 series leads now for the Golden State Warriors, the Chicago Bulls, and Cleveland. The Cavs' LeBron James had 31 points in last night's victory over Boston.
In the postseason, you know, you just want to win. You know, and, you know, because that's all that matters is the wins in the postseason. No matter how you do it, it's just getting it done. And we've done it so far.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Are you a parent who feels guilty about screen time?
No.
Well, no, not you, sweetheart. But your mommy and daddy do.
Why?
Because too many apps are filled with AI garbage, inappropriate videos, and random content.
Like a dancing potato.
Or worse. That's what parents worry about. We're Lingo Kids, and we're here to help parents out. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids because kids love it and parents can trust it. They want something safe
and fun.
Yes, fun, but also something that actually teaches you.
Big words like FOMO synthesis.
Yeah, close enough. And they want fun songs, videos, and interactive games that help you grow, not turn you into
a zombie that bites other zombies, and then the zombies take over the world, and then fly to space and live on the moon, and fly in rocket ships on planets with loads of candy.
Yep.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love,